question from Sima Sarogi Mataji. Both Ram and Parshuram were incarnations of the Lord. Then how did they both exist together and come face to face in the Sita Sayambar pastime? Answer. There is no rule given in the scriptures that two incarnations of the Lord cannot exist at the same time. Of course, not both the incarnations may be active at the same time. We know Krishna and Balaram are both manifestations of the Supreme Lord, both descended together. So of course they are brothers and they descend always together as Lakshman and Ram, for example. So the point is that is a standard example of the Lord and his most intimate male associate, who is also a non-different manifestation of himself, always manifesting together. Apart from that, also the Lord has a particular mission and he descends for that mission. But Parashuram, he completed that mission by freeing the world from the atrocious Kshatriyas, and then he retired to perform a life, perform austerities, and dedicated himself to a life of exemplifying how a individual who is aiming for the highest perfection of life should live. So he lived a life of austerity. Now, in the particular incident in the Ramayana, he descended back because he had heard about the prowess of Lord Ram and he wanted to see whether the Kshatriyas had once again become powerful. So generally speaking, every pastime of the Lord has multiple meanings. So what is the significance of this pastime where apparently Parshuram challenges Lord Ram? The idea is that when a particular manifestation of the Lord is performing his leela, there may be other avatars of the Lord also there, but they don't play the central role. And when the particular avatar plays a central role, that time everybody contributes to demonstrating his glory. So for example, in Narasimha Dev Prahlad pastime, it is described that Prahlad Maharaj alone was fearless enough to approach the angry half-man, half-lion lord, and even Lakshmi Devi was not ready to approach him. Now, does that mean that Prahlad Maharaj is a greater devotee than Lakshmi Devi? Not necessarily. Lakshmi Devi is directly the consort of the Lord, and surely she is very, very dear to the Lord. But in this particular pastime, where the glory of Prahlad Maharaj is to be demonstrated, so at that particular time, all the other personalities, no matter how exalted they may be, they all play a role by the Lord's inspiration to demonstrate to the world the glory of that particular avatar. Now, that particular devotee in this case. For example, even Narad Muni himself, it is said in the Bhagavatam that he bowed down to the rule of Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad did not. Actually, Prahlad got all his inspiration, knowledge and devotion from Narad Muni. So, is it that Prahlad is considered to be greater than Narad Muni? No, the disciple of them are greater than the spiritual master. At the same time, in this particular pastime, the glory of Prahlad Maharaj is to be demonstrated, and that is why the narrative happens in a particular way by the will of the Lord. So similarly, in the Ramayana, Lord Ram is the central character to be glorified, and all the other characters play contributing roles accordingly. So now the confrontation between Parashuram and Ram is meant to demonstrate the glory of Lord Ram. So when Parashuram comes along and he hears that Lord Ram has broken the Shiva Chap, the powerful bow of Lord Shiva, so he comes and asks Lord Ram, here there is the bow of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is greater than Lord Shiva. So you, I want to see what is your actual power. So you lifted and broke the Shiva chap. Let us see if you can lift this Vishnu chap. And he gives the Vishnu chap, the Vishnu bow. And Lord Ram not only immediately picks it up and threads it, and then he puts a bow on it and he points it towards Parshuram. And he says, you are a Brahmana, I will not kill you. But an arrow that has been put on a bow, it cannot go waste. Amoghasharam. So, what should I do with this? So, when firstly Parshuram sees the formidable power of Lord Ram, by which he understands that this is no ordinary Kshatriya. This is, he understands, hey, that's me. Now we may wonder, if Parshuram and Ram are the same person, how could Parshuram not know about it? Actually, this is the arrangement of Yoga Maya, by which the Lord sometimes forgets certain aspects of his pastimes. Just like, say, sometimes it is described Krishna is looking for butter so that he can steal it. So now Krishna is omniscient and he knows where butter is, but why does he have to search for it? That is just to enhance the rasa. And it is not that he is pretending to search. Actually, by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, he forgets. He does not know actually where the butter is. So Yoga Maya arranges to cover his omniscience temporarily. So similarly, in this case, Parshuram forgets. And when he forgets, he is covered over by Yoga Maya. He does not know. And then when he sees that extraordinary power of Lord Ram, he understands, oh, this is the manifest of the Supreme Lord Himself. And he understands that, okay, this is the same Lord has come again. So that indicates that the Yoga Maya covering on him is removed. Now, of course, our acharyas have described that Parshuram is a Shaktyavish avatar. So he's not exactly Lord Vishnu himself, but he's an extremely powerful Jiva who is not Krishna himself, but who has directly been empowered by Krishna. So in that case, then there is no question of any conflict arising, because a Jiva, no matter how powerful, even when he's empowered by the Supreme Lord, is never omniscient in the same way as the Supreme Lord himself is. So Parshuram, who had exhibited a formidable prowess earlier, was now revealed as not as powerful as the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra. So in this way, even if Parshuram is taken to be a Shaktyavish avatar, still the principle remains that his subordination to Lord Ram is the way in which Ramayana is enacted, so that Lord Ram's glories become undeniably clear and universally acceptable for everyone. So it is possible that in some manifestations Parshuram is directly the Supreme Lord, in others Parshuram is a Jiva, so who is empowered by the Supreme Lord. But either way, his apparent forgetfulness of the divinity of Lord Ram and his apparent opposition to Lord Ram are both orchestrations of the Yoga Maya, by which the glory of Lord Ram is demonstrated. Thank you.